Welcome to another podcast by Every Nation Brisbane. We're so glad you can join us here today. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at enbrisbane.org. Please enjoy the following message.
Today we have two passages, and the first one is Genesis 1:31 through to Genesis 2:3. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. Our second passage comes from Exodus 28 through to 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
Lord, thank you for meeting us here today. Just ask that you speak through us. And Lord, we just want to get out of the way and hear from you. Lord, just bless everyone here and everyone still coming on their journey. In Jesus' name, thank you for this community here. Amen.
Good morning. How's everyone doing? Sure. We're really honored, Adele and I, to bring this message to you this morning. We've got a lot of people away, and we've got a missions team in Samoa at the moment. We also have people in the States at the moment on the way to the World Conference. Woohoo! So we can speak as friends this morning, guys. It's we're really honored to bring this word to you. It's something that's really... really been changing our lives, because we're talking about slowing down for loving union with God, and that's really an in-training skill for Adele and I, because as we're creative, and we've got a go-getter attitude as well, so we can tend to lean more naturally on that. Does that hit home with some people? Like, sometimes you find yourself like more leaning on yourself, like leaning on your own ability, like you can get through this, like it's all sweet. Yeah, that's naturally how I'm wired as well. So this is a skill in training for us.
So we really started Sabbathing in the last few months. We've been in full-time ministry now for just over a year, and we started really to honor the Sabbath in the last few months. And we did some things well in the beginning, some things not so well. But we just really wanted to share with you our journey so far, so how it's been for us.
Yeah. The title here that we have is this: press the pause button.
When we look at the scripture that Easter just read for us, we see that in the creation account in Genesis, God built rhythms into creation. And we see that in this example. So he's saying that we have 6 days of work. That was his example. 6 days of work and 1 day of rest. Not 7 days work. It's not a rinse and repeat. So you don't go 7 days, go, 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 go. But it's 6 days work and 1 day of rest.
Yeah. And how many of you know that God really enjoyed creation, hey? Don't you think God enjoyed it? He didn't be upset about it, right? He really enjoyed it. And we're made in his image as well. So we can kind of resonate with that too, right? We're creative. So we also can share in that sense of joy when it comes to creation. Obviously not on the same scale. But what's really important is you have to know that God enjoyed creation. And you can see that he rested. Even though he enjoyed it, he rested. And he's also God himself, all powerful. But he rested. But for some reason, a lot of us think like, we can just keep going. Go, 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 go. Go, go, go. Don't need sleep. Go, 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 go. Don't need food. Go, 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 go. Don't need time with God. Go, 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 go. Right? But God himself, look in here. Step outside and look at the whole of creation. God himself made everything. God rested. God himself rested, and he enjoyed his work. How many times have you used that as an excuse not to rest? I enjoy what I'm doing. But you're laboring.
You're laboring. I love my work. I feel like my whole life I kind of a bit of a like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And then God called me into ministry, and I feel like I'm exactly where God wants me to be. I'm doing exactly what God made me to do. I feel so comfortable doing that. And this week in particular, you know, we had a house fire last year at our house. Like, we were at church. Some of you might remember it. We were at church serving, and then Adele was ill that day. I was at the back in the tech deck up there, and Tina runs in, freaking out. She's freaking out. House is on fire. House is on fire. Adele's at home by herself. Her house was on fire. It was crazy. And so that's getting fixed at the moment. So Monday is our usual day of rest. I know it's taken a whole year to fix our house. Can you believe that? And we couldn't Sabbath this week. We couldn't take time for rest. So we said, it's okay, we'll do it Friday. And we got through Wednesday and Thursday, and we're busy preparing this message, and we're busy preparing for the campus second semester, and we're busy preparing for youth. And I got some things lined up for Friday. I don't think I got time for rest because I enjoy what I do. And then this one says to me, how many husbands can really honestly put their hand up and go, yeah, I hear what you're saying, Mark. I hear what you're saying. Your wife spoke truth into your life. Yeah, so my wife, she spoke truth into my life, and she said, Mark, you got to rest. So I messaged my friend Steve. I'm sorry, Steve, I can't hang out tomorrow morning. I haven't Sabbath yet this week. I haven't had time for rest. I have to press pause. And here we are.
It was actually probably a bit more like, you know, we're preaching on rest.
All right, how can you come up on Sunday and preach about rest, something which we've been doing well, but 3 days out from preaching on rest, I'm not resting. It's so funny how we slip into it's just that little old or something comes up, one little bump in the road comes up and you slip into old habits. Huh? Yeah. But God, he rested, didn't he? He rested. And there's obviously a tension there, though. Hey, there's a big tension there for us.
We Mark just spoke about the rhythms that God has, and there's a secular rhythm, as you can see, and then there's also God's rhythm, which is a sacred rhythm. So if you look at the secular rhythm, it's kind of like just work, 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 and then vacation kind of, you know, when and if you find time. And then with the sacred rhythm, it's a bit like, you know, it's a lot more peaceful. So when we are laboring in a secular rhythm, we can tend to feel overwhelmed with the task and the time frame we have to complete it. I found myself there many times just not being able to complete something or just being so buckled down with how I'm feeling about it. We can be overly concerned with what our peers think of us, and then we start to compare and we lose the heart actually of why we do what we're doing, and whether that is your work that God has called you to do or in the marketplace or even if it is in full-time ministry, you start comparing and you start to lose sight of what you're doing. You start to not trust God about your future. You get anxious. Well, what about next week? What about next month? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Then you start tightening up in your body and you start ignoring the physical signs of the stress and the anxiety that you might have. It's good to have someone that can just come in and do a quick massage. And this is one that really gets me, is you start to feel threatened or depressed by people who work alongside you. If they start to get an opportunity or if they rise into a role of leadership, and the whole comparing starts all over again. Where's my leadership? Where's my portion? And if you look at that rhythm, it's really not very life-giving, is it? It's not at all.
No, it's actually, you know, where this looks like where we tend to be when we're feeling like life is not so sweet, hey? All these things on this list, that's where I'm at when I'm feeling this. I'm not joyous when I'm anxious. I'm tight in my shoulder right now. Wasn't putting that on. That's tight. Oh, need a rest. Need a rest. Yeah, it's not very life-giving, hey? So let's turn our focus then. We've got the secular rhythm there. And I enjoy that image there as well, like not the secular image, the one coming. You'll see, just keep a note of that little image down in the corner. I like how it looks quite sharp as opposed to what you'll see in the next part. And
I, for one, I discounted all of these physical and emotional symptoms before. I really discounted it over and over again. And I was really confused why I felt out of rhythm with God when I wasn't stopping, when I wasn't resting. Have you been like that? Like you've been praying for something, or maybe, you know, praying once a week for something. Yeah, I'm deep in prayer, man. I'm deep in prayer. Prayed for it on Sunday. It's Friday. You know, or, you know, you're really stuck at a crossroad of, I'm not sure which direction to go right now. You know, I often ask people when they're in a time of this struggle, are you praying? Are you reading your word? Are you giving? Are you resting? Usually one of those will be out of whack, if not all of them. No, I haven't read my Bible in a month, man. Oh, I haven't prayed. Oh, I prayed on Sunday. Yeah, falling into these secular rhythms. And it's funny, these secular rhythms, we'll go into this in a bit further, but let's just look at this next scripture here. And this is from Exodus. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall do not any work, not you, your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant. So let's 2019 that. Your male employee, your female employee, your business, livestock, no one in your gates. For on the sixth day, the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them and rested on the seventh. And therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day. He made it holy. You know, this is one of the Ten Commandments, actually. You know, it's very famous. You probably heard of the Ten Commandments, right? This is one of the Ten Commandments. And this is preceded by not taking the Lord's name in vain. And what comes after it is honor your mother and father. And the next one after that is don't kill anyone. Literally, you shall not murder. Peace set. But we see here in Exodus 28-11, this is really expanded on. It's not just a statement of saying you need to take Sunday off, right? There's more to it. There's more to it. And why the importance on that? Well, if you remember, the Israelites were slaves in Egypt. What does a slave do? Works all the time. No pay, just enough to get by in living conditions, maybe. Slave just works. But God delivered you out of slavery. You're not a slave. You are not a slave. And it's best we remember that we're not slaves. We are free by God's grace. By God's grace, we are free. And when we take time to rest and step away from work, we are declaring that very powerfully, that we are free, that we're not slaves. God paid the price for us, right? We're not bound by those shackles. We're free. Man, this is very powerful spiritually. When you're declaring rest, you're also declaring that I'm not God in my situation. God is, right? The world can exist when I step back. That might be really terrifying for some of you. It was terrifying for me because when you step back, you can more accurately see your reflection, right? There's more room for reflective surfaces, and the more you step back, the more you keep going back, the bigger that picture in the mirror comes, right? You come close to a mirror like this, you only see yourself. You come all the way back here, you start to see everything around the whole room, right? And you start to dig into your problems. You start to see why you might be hiding behind your work, why you might be hiding behind your stuff, why you're still a slave. And you're not, because that freedom was purchased for you. This is what we're celebrating when we take time off, when we rest, when we Sabbath in God. Because there's a difference between resting and Sabbathing too, right? Netflix and chill isn't Sabbathing. 5 seasons of The Office in one day is not Sabbathing. Because I can do it. 5 seasons of The Office, man, I can do it. I can do it. So that's what we're celebrating here when we rest. We're not God of our situation. God freed us. We're not slaves to our situation, right? So as you can see from my story before on Friday, my natural instinct when responding to the call of Sabbath is
this guy.
Don't you know how busy I am? Don't you know how much pressure a Sunday service is to prepare? Don't you know how much pressure it is to get Alpha off the ground for our campus students? Oh, we've got youth upstairs. Don't you know how busy I am? Don't you? And here's another one. Here's a good one. Don't you see how successful this is? Because it's funny how, like, you can, when the results are good, you can hide behind it all, eh? But on the inside, you can be falling apart, but the results look good. You know, I was an alcoholic. Praise God, freed me from that when I became a Christian 3.5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago now, just gone like that. But there's a term from an alcoholic perspective called, and you might be aware of it, a functioning alcoholic. I had a 6-figure salary working in oil and gas, 2-story penthouse apartment in the city, brand new car, looking very successful, but dying on the inside, eh? Because we don't question when the results look good.
And that sentence that Mark just highlighted, that we don't need to stop. How many of us have said stuff like this, that I don't need to stop or slow down because that will just slow me down more? So we think if we actually take the time to stop, it's going to, now I'm just going to be more behind. And it's actually not the case. And like Mark highlighted, if we look at a scenario where everything looks successful on the surface, it's thriving. That can be in your workplace, if you are in the marketplace, or even in full-time ministry. Things can be thriving. Yes, there's, we're growing the business, the church is growing, all that kind of stuff. But how is it actually going? The work that we are doing for God and with God can seem to thrive when we use our talents, our resources, our head knowledge, our experience. I've done this for years. I don't need to take time off. I know exactly what I'm doing. So you can have this success, but the kicker is what we do matters, but our relationship with God matters so much more. And so to what extent are you sacrificing that? You might have these short-term gains and look successful, but at what cost? What are you actually missing out on? And so when we look at Martin Scorsese's book, The Emotionally Healthy Leader, which we've been going through as a staff, I can really recommend this book. It's been really awesome. And he says on Jesus here that he slowed down. Jesus slowed down to ensure that he was in sync with God, that he was in the Father and the Father was in him, powerfully filling every crevice of his body, mind, and spirit. In routinely stepping away from his active work, he entrusted the outcome of his circumstances, problems, and ministry to the Father. And as a result, every action Jesus took was rooted in a place of deep rested and centeredness out of his relationship with God. He was perfectly in rhythm with the Father. Can you just stop for a second there and imagine when Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, if he went, I'm too busy. I can't slow down. Even to the point of death, he still stayed rooted in the Father, taking time out to be in sync with his Father. Can you imagine him saying, sorry, I'm Jesus. Like, I don't need to slow down. I don't need to stop. Sounds a bit silly, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, today, 2019, stepping back, Sabbath seems like a really radical idea for us, hey? Think about it. The concept of Sabbath for us, where you're at, where you find yourself this morning, the idea of taking a day of rest, complete rest in God, sounds pretty radical. It does, hey? Sounds really radical. And we really have to understand this, guys. It's a gift from God. It's a gift from God to have a Sabbath, to align ourselves with the rhythm of God, right? And when we're in this sacred Sabbath rhythm, this one, check out this little, see the little picture down there? Doesn't that wave look great? I just want to jump on the down of each one of those and surf them in.
Stoke.
Total surf stoke on that. And when we're in sacred Sabbath rhythm, we feel this. This is a complete juxtaposition from where we were before, right? In the secular rhythm, capable to complete our tasks and projects with joy. Think of the big project in your life right now, completing it with joy. Doesn't that sound
Joyful. Doesn't it feel like I just put a nice hot latte in front of you and you can smell it? Some nice fresh flowers. Complete your task with joy. Sounds great. And this, confident in who we are in Christ. You know, I struggled with my identity for so long in when I just wanted to be part of the worship team all the time. Saw these cool guys up there with their guitars, and I love guitar. I just wanted to be a part of it, but I was self-serving. It was about me, you know. And now, with my identity firmly rooted in Christ, you know, I'm a called son of God, God Most High. I don't need to be feeling upset about this. These guys are also doing what they're called to be doing. I feel joyous for them, and I feel secure in who I am called as a son in Christ. And that's you too. When you're in Sabbath rhythm, when you're taking time to rest and step back and let God be God, you can be comfortable. You don't have to struggle with it. You don't have to have that jealousy, have that, you know, that sucks, that anxiety. Oh, I should be more. I could be better. I want that platform. Heard a great quote once, God's ready to give you a platform when you're ready to surrender it. So good, hey? And when you're secure in that identity, that's very easy. That's very easy. This is your identity. You are a Christian daughter. You are a called daughter of the God Most High. This is all you need. You are a son of the God Most High. This is all you need. You don't need to be defined by anything else. Nothing else is worthy of it. Wow. Oh, I'm feeling so relaxed up here. Assured that God has great plans for our future. Again, when you're ready to surrender that platform, that great plan for the future could look like anything. It could be anything. It could be getting dragged out of the gates of Jerusalem and being stoned and forgiving the person who's busy killing you in the process. That's a great plan. That was a great plan, wasn't it? When we're ready to surrender that platform. Wow. Refreshed, recharged, and able to do what we set out to do. Sounds good, doesn't it? Who else is feeling relaxed in here? Yeah. The idea of Sabbath, the concept of Sabbath is starting to not look so radical, is it? Because these are things that we desire in our lives. Peace amongst, it has got to be one of the highest things. Wow. Last point here. Excited to encourage and celebrate our team members and friends with their success. Do you know how life-giving that is? To genuinely celebrate someone else's success is amazing and liberating and edifying for them. Wow, I love watching Carlo play his electric guitar up there in that worship band. I love what he adds to that and the leadership that he brings to that team. He's always the first to arrive and the last to leave. He's such an example of a leader in that worship team. It's so much more than the notes that he plays on his guitar up there. But he does it so well, and I love hearing it, and I love celebrating his success. I love it.
So we want to encourage you to take a step of faith, because that's what it really is. It's going against what your natural instinct will say to you to do. So take a step of faith to press pause, to Sabbath, to take rest, to rest in God and align yourself with God's rhythms for your life. Mm. So we just wanted to also share some of the tips that we have found in our rhythm and what's helped us to Sabbath going forward. So
this is our first tip to Sabbathing well. Prepare. You have to prepare. You have to prepare. So don't let errands get in the way. Because you're not really Sabbathing. We're talking about rest, real rest in God here. So not being distracted by our errands. Having a day off, having a Sabbath when you're paying the phone bill, paying the rent, going and doing the food shopping, doing the washing, you know, getting caught up in this voluntary work. Doing your dishes, doing your housework. This ain't rest. You're taking care of your chores, but guess what? You got 6 other days in the week to do this, guys.
6 other days. Man, how good is Sabbath starting to sound already? Just leave the dishes in the sink. Right? Is that really possible, Mark? Yeah. Yeah, stack those things high, man. Stack them high.
It's possible because I do them.
Yeah. Oh.
Not on Sabbath, though.
Right. Not on Sabbath. No, no. So don't let these errands and chores get in the way of your Sabbath. We're talking about radically stepping back. Radically stepping back, not just from your paid work, but from these chores that are work. Because if you're doing these, you're going to get to the end of your Sabbath and you're going to go, whew, well, that was tiring, right? We're not Sabbathing. That was a big one for us because I like to get things done and I've got some time and I like to fill gaps. Who likes to fill gaps in their calendar? Can't stand looking at gaps in the calendar, right? You got to fill those things. Fill it up. Space is there for filling. That's what a cup is all about. Fill the cup. Fill the cup. No one likes an empty cup. Get me a new cup. More tea. Right? No. We just got to step back.
So next is to stop. So we commit to a 24-hour period. So it for us, it looks like sundown to sun. Sundown.
Next day, sundown.
Yes. Sorry, 24 hours, not 12 hours. 24 hours. So I just want to touch on what Mark said there with the chores. So I know that can be a really tough thing to wrap your head around. Like, what do I just leave the house in like a complete state? So with the preparing, we action these things before Sabbath. So for us, our Sabbath starts at sundown on a Sunday evening. So that last hour, 2 hours before Sabbath, I get everything ready. I make sure I like a clean kitchen, for instance. I make sure that kind of stuff is done. I prepare all the stuff that I need to do. I make sure I don't have laundry that needs folding. I get my work done so that I can make sure that I do rest for 24 hours.
Yeah, Sabbath is 24 hours, guys. We can't negotiate that and go, well, I'm going to take 4-hour Sabbath. It's sweet. We're missing the point there. We're talking about a 24-hour period here. And it's really successful with this. Like, I just want to add to what you were saying as well. You know, because our week then starts Tuesday morning with staff meeting. And when we Sabbath this way, Sunday afternoon, Adele gets a lot of stuff done. Generally, I'm watching footy. And then we go into Sabbath. And then Sabbath finishes for us Monday evening. And that Monday evening period gives us that chance to get stuff done going into Tuesday morning to start work. So it really helps set up a rhythm that way. You're really not missing anything there. So you still can get some stuff done. It's really, really effective. Our next little helpful tip, top 5 tip of Sabbathing is rest. Take some rest. I had a great nap on Friday afternoon. Wonderful nap on Friday afternoon. It was very joyous. But I just want to encourage you that trust that God can speak to you while you're having a nap, while you're having rest. God can and will speak to you. So God even sometimes speaks with people via the platform of dreams, right? I know that resonates with some of you in here. Biblical premise for that, of course, is Joseph being told of Jesus' birth via dream. It wasn't a face-to-face, oh, hey, how you going? No, God entrusted the news of the birth of his one and only son through the medium of a dream. So there is a premise for that, a platform for that. Next top 5 tip.
Is to delight and play. Spend time doing things that bring you joy and into his presence. So for us, we're creatives as well. And God has made all of us creative in one way or another. He is a creative God. And so we are created for enjoyment and worship with him. So this can look different for everyone, but spend time doing things that help you to delight in who God is. For me, this looks like going out in nature because it helps me to be in awe of God. So I go out in nature and I'm like, wow, God, you made this, but this is so awe-inspiring, yet you think of me more than this. Like, and it helps me to reflect on who God is and who I am. And it actually helps to keep me grounded in that as well. So this can look different for each and every person. So I encourage you to find out what is it that brings you joy, but also brings you joy in God. Next one is Revelation. So find your desert. And what we're talking about there is, like Mark was just saying, we can have so much revelation, even, you know, and like he was just mentioning in dreams, we receive revelation through scripture, prayers, mentors, but also when we Sabbath. So for me on Friday, I got up. We're staying with Pastor Nelly and Tina at the moment as our house is getting renovated. And for some of you who have been to their house, you know they have a fireplace. So I've made 3 fires in the last 24 hours, and it's been just amazing. So I got up Friday morning. I ended up reading 20 Psalms, just sitting there in front of the fire and just looking at this fire and just reveling in who God is and what he did for me and how much he loves me. And I literally just sat there and opened myself to hear from God, because I was spending time with God. I was slowing down for God. And he revealed so much to me just even in that one day, things that I am still going through. How many of you guys know that we're not perfect? None of us are perfect. And we are always in a process of growing and learning and God developing us and pruning and going through a refiner's fire. So I found myself on Friday coming face to face, like Mark said, I had stepped back so far, and I even realized stuff about myself. And I was like, whoa, is that me? God, you're bringing this to the surface? You want me to deal with this thing now? Don't you know how busy I am? And God was like, no, there's a reason I'm bringing this to your attention now, because I want to heal this for you. I want you to spend time with me and talk to me about this, and so that we can work through this. You can have revelation from this. And guess what? You're going to be able to talk to other people about this, and they will be encouraged by this. So it's not always just for your revelation that you're giving, but God reveals stuff to you that you can go and minister to your sister or to your brother and share this experience, and it might bring them revelation. So take time to slow down and have revelation and see what God is trying to reveal to you in this time.
That's right. It's amazing how loud you start to hear God when you turn the noise down. You turn that noise down and go into that desert. It's amazing. So we encourage you guys, really commit to this. Commit to a Sabbath. Commit to taking some time out. One day a week. One day a week, just stepping back from it all and having some rest. Being able to then go and work from a place of our rest. Amazing, eh? I just want you to ask yourself the question, am I making room for replenishing? Have I been making room for replenishing? Have I been resting well? Am I finding myself in a secular rhythm or a sacred rhythm of rest? Sabbath rest in God, leaning on God for the breakthrough. So the good news is that rest can start now. Change is just one 180 away. As Christians, we call that a repentance. Doing a 180, you know. Whew. Change is just a 180 away. So if that's speaking to you, if you find yourself in that situation right now, God, I've been trying to do this all myself. I've been just trying to pick up the pieces. I've been trying to hold it all together. But it's okay. I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to step back, and I'm going to take some rest in you. Take some delight in you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's message brought to you by Every Nation Brisbane. For more information about our church, visit us on the web at ianbrisbane.org. Thank you for listening. God bless.